Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, now the 3rd of November. So the first thing is, this is the start of, this is the first day of a new calendar month. It was quite interesting to see the price action play out on Friday. Would there be a bit of reconciliation? What sort of trading day would we have? So they're very rarely the most productive days we're going to find when it comes to trading financial markets, when some of the big players try to reconcile their P&L at the closeout of the calendar month. So start of a new month. There's so much to basically consider with these markets. There's aspects to these markets which just don't make any sense. The normal correlations are completely detached. And we want to reference them and lean into trades, hopefully the right trades for the right reasons. And then the timing issue becomes quite important as well. So you won't be surprised to hear it's quite a challenging environment for trading financial markets, sort of full stop at the moment. But let's go and break these elements down because there's different factors which can impact different markets in slightly different ways. So the whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we'll of course start with our risk warning. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets, and do try to control that risk. It's even more important during times like this. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders need to consider, you know, what markets to trade. You know, how do we choose the markets that we want to work with? Then it's our trading strategy in terms of our entry and exit. How do we manage risk? Along with trade management and trade psychology. So we're still in actually four trades from last week. We were willing and able to hold them over the weekend to see how they play out at the start of the new calendar month. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, along with being strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency, which is quite a challenge when there is a fundamental disruption playing out through these markets. Accuracy with the levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So with this, we'll bring over Forex Factory. So it should be a big week for US data in terms of non-farm payroll numbers and a series of other job-related numbers. Just taking a step back at last week. So central banks, we've seen a couple, you know, look to cut rates very, very close to the current rate of inflation now for some of these economies. And we got a 25 basis point rate cut from the Fed, along with, I suppose, just the shift in rhetoric, or a little shift in sentiment to say, look, don't take a rate cut for granted. The underlying economy is not performing well, which is what we've been talking about for quite some time. So there was a bit of, yes, we're going to cut, but we're not sure how much we're going to cut. And it really depends on what's happening. And unfortunately, no one has any visibility in terms of what's happening with the government shutdown. So really strange period. We were quite willing to say without a shadow of a doubt, we're going to exceed the 35-day record for government shutdown in the US. And that's looking likely. I think it's Wednesday. And that's one of the days this week where the 35 days are up. So we'll see. We get some update on that, I'm sure, shortly. And the BOJ decided to pause. The ECB paused as well. The reason why I'm just referencing these pauses, obviously government shutdown. European inflation is pretty close to current rates of interest rates from the ECB. So we're now at a very, very, I use the word interesting, period where there is, central banks seem to collectively be ignoring somewhat the inflation dynamic and seem to focus on, you know, growth and jobs related moves. And that just comes with its, you know, when they refer to inflation as transitory again, that makes everyone just sort of little bit uncomfortable. Just to let you know, just technically, daylight saving time shift for the US or North America over the weekend. So we're now back to normal in terms of timings of certain events. So let's have a little flick through. So today, Swiss inflation is still coming in, you know, negative territory. ISM manufacturing numbers is still contracting mildly, with prices expected slightly elevated. So that kind of fits in with the overall market dynamics. We're going to be hearing from a few central bankers as well. The RBA are pausing. So another central bank that's needing to kind of pause its rate cutting cycle. And we get a little bit of an update from the RBA as well, just to let you know where the RBA are currently. It's just down here. So they're currently at 3.6, and if you look at the cash rate is currently at 3.6 as well. Some of these economies, they've cut rates with inflation ticking around those kinds of levels. So we're going to enter a fascinating market dynamic if inflation starts to tick a little bit higher and the rates obviously stay low, or it may be even for some move slightly lower. So we're going to have this outsized positioning. If you think of interest rates as a paperweight, almost keeping inflation down, if the paperweight is underneath all the paper, then it has this sort of potentially upward momentum, and it might reignite inflation to quite a dangerous level. And then of course the markets are in significant trouble for one major reason, and that's these interest rates, instead of needing to go down, may very well need to go up if inflation becomes a problem. So it's a judgment call. It's a high risk one, and as a result, really, nervousness is very likely to ensue. And that's kind of where we find ourselves. So it should be a big week for US data. On Wednesday, we should get ADP. It still looks like that number is, we might get that number, and ISM services numbers as well. You can see there ADP is expected, we're expected to get a positive ADP number. We'll be hearing from the Bank of England as well. Again, looking to pause with interest rates at 4%, slightly lower growth there for the UK economy. And then on Friday, we're supposed to be getting the unemployment rate, non-farm employment change, core PCE as well. They've all stacked them all up, average hourly earnings. So very unlikely to get any of that, unless the government come back, and then there's probably delays within there as well. So I think what we also get news from the Supreme Court around the decision on tariffs and whether they are permissible. And we'll get that update, I'm pretty sure, towards the end of this week, but we'll try and find out exactly what time or what date that is. So it's going to be interesting to see what the government do if the courts don't allow tariffs and say, look, they are actually illegal. All eyes will be on Donald Trump there to see what his response will be, and will he comply with the courts? Of course, he should do without question, but I'm not sure that we could take that for granted. So despite the backdrop, we've got the 10-year and the 2-year still just bouncing off their lows. I think that's probably the best way to put it. So we've had a bit of a rally last week. As a result, the dollar strengthened. Now, we are, you could say, running into the potential for resistance on this downward trend. So, and prices are beginning to just marginally roll over off these highs. You probably see it better in the 2-year. So just rolling over off the highs. So if this if this weakens quite considerably, then that probably leans into dollar weakness. If it rallies again and we start seeing new highs, then it will play into our dollar strength trade. So we're in an important phase, really, as far as bond markets are concerned. So let's bring up the charts. We'll see where we're at. So we've still got a couple of trades, weakness trades, in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We've also got our sell trade currently in US oil. And we've actually got a sell trade in the euro dollar. So just want to try to explain them almost one at a time. So we really, all things should suggest that this market should be rocketing to the upside. We're not detracting from that. What we were interested in is a short-term pullback with a view of maybe buying these markets at slightly lower prices. You can see our take profits are down below those current prices. And we did make an effort to get down to them on Friday. Didn't quite sort of make those lows for the NASDAQ. But you could see with the exhaustion candlesticks that, you know, any little dip seems to run into some significant buying. So it's a delicate trade. As long as the lower highs and potentially as long as we make lower lows, we're still probably likely to get down to those levels. And it would mean we'd close the gap as well from last week. So it's a short-term sell trade, but we kind of want to manage it very, very carefully moving forward. We saw a significant gap to the upside in markets like US oil, and that's really to do with OPEC Plus just pulling back from their increasing supply of oil. So they're abandoning their market share dynamic or analysis, trying to increase market share by increasing supply. So they've rode back on that. And the reasons, I suppose, is it's a double-edged sword. So if OPEC cuts supply or hold supply where it's currently at, and not increase supply into the markets, that's quite positive for oil. But what's negative is the reason behind it, the fact that there is such a significant sort of glut of oil, meaning supplies are high and the demand for oil is likely to be less. So yes, it's got this bullish but also quite bearish dynamic, and we're just going to just hold on to it for now and just see how it plays around this monthly high. So that's what's going on in US oil. And then the last one is the euro dollar. So it was a trade that we were only interested in getting into below these structural lows. And we saw the first move on Friday in the pound. And the next move was the euro dollar. So some of the other dollar pairs are not quite at that. Okay, the dollar yen as well has got slightly different dynamics though. More to do with the BOJ. So elsewhere, we're not quite at that level, although the dollar seems to be intent on strengthening across the board, which is, we hope, will sort of feed into our euro dollar sell trade. But the dollar CAD, we're not quite at that point yet. We've had the pullback now in the Aussie dollar, so we'll see if we get a little bit of a breakout to the upside. Sorry, the dollar strength trade is in play against the CAD. Not so much against the Aussie so far today with the New Zealand dollar, just bouncing off its lows, but we're not really close to breaking those momentum lows in these trades. So we still have mild dollar strength, I suppose, is the summary. Bit of a pullback there on Friday for the yen. Kind of a horrible market, the yen, currently. And gold. So gold is one of those markets that we're still looking for a buy trade. The biggest problem is the size of the trade. Like if we take this low down here, I'll just record what that level is. It's the 39.61. If we look at a breakout here, which is what we'd like to do, you know, you're talking about getting in around 40.30. with a stop loss around a 39.61. So you're talking about a $70 stop loss, which is far too wide. Normally, you know, around $15, maybe, you know, you could look at a normal gold trade around $20 occasionally. You know, that's in the realms of acceptable risk tolerance. Looking at sort of $60, $70, $80 in terms of size is a bit too risky. So we can probably look for slightly better opportunities elsewhere under circumstances like this. So US oil, our bias is very much to the downside. And we just want to see how the short term, this is not a structural shift in any way, shape or form. You see, we're very close to all time highs. We're going to see if we get some short term weakness. That's the play. And we'll see if that plays in across the board. Dow Jones, the DAX, you know, they're all looking a little bit on the weaker side. And I emphasize the word little. And the DX, we'll see if we make further progress higher over the course of the trading day. So we're just going to try and manage these individually as the day unfolds. So on that note, let's amend our trade plan. I mean, we've got broad-based mixed market conditions. So what we look for is market correlations and do they stack up? And do we have reasons to suggest that we can lean one side or the other? And when we have a mixed dynamic, it generally means that there's a part of the market which isn't really cooperating. So whether it's around US bond yields, there's a flattening of the yield curve. Again, at a time of heightened tensions, you'd expect that to be widening, and you'd expect those bond yields to be rallying quite aggressively. We've had a little short bounce post FOMC last Wednesday, little short bounce, but the next leg does seem to be to the downside. And let's see what that means for the dollar, because we're getting an upside down picture in the dollar as well. So keep options open on Friday. That's pretty much where we were. And we've got a mixed market conditions. We close out the calendar month. It's just mixed. Currently, nothing really to lean into. We're looking for a short-term sell trade in the indices. Let's just think about these. We've still got our sell trade in US oil below the $60 level. That's still okay. We gapped a little bit higher today now, but let's see if we get back down to $60. If we do break through, there's going to be an interesting trade there to look at. So the dollar, bit of a mixed bag in the dollar. Mild dollar strength is pretty much what we're seeing, with a bit of a okay, so it's mixed stroke potential mild risk off market condition. Wonder if we can just leave it like that. Keep options open. It's the first day of the calendar month. We've got some data coming through, some information. So it's going to be broadly quite a volatile trading week, I would imagine. And keeping those options open is probably not a bad idea. And the only one that's sort of standing out would be a breakout in US oil below that very, very important $60 level. Let's see if we need to start seeing some lower highs and lower lows. So if we start breaking below the 61.29, then we close the gap. Let's see if we head down to support. And then if we break that level, then we are back down to $60. So let's see. It's just tentative, I guess, is potentially where we're at. So unless we get sort of further confirmation in either direction, we can stick with our current open positions. I'm just going to post today's trade plan into the chat box. So look, I guess on that note, guys, we'll leave it there. It's not the most compelling of trade plans. It is the start of a new calendar month. We do have a very potentially explosive 6 weeks ahead. And we have to sort of take things one day at a time, really. It's going to be quite hard to say exactly where we're going to be over that period. Our bias for now is broadly kind of risk on. Probably asset prices will be higher than where they're currently at now, along with a weaker dollar. We're still sort of potentially on that weaker dollar trade, but for now, in the current trades that we're in at the moment, we're actually looking for a short-term weakness in the indices and a bit of dollar strength. So we're kind of mildly risk off as we're positioned. But I think, could we get out of some positions if things start to turn around? Yes. And you know, could we look for opportunities in the opposite direction? We could probably all do that relatively quickly. Okay, so let's wrap it up there. So we did have a really quite dovish Fed due to this weaker unemployment numbers, and the Fed had kind of become a bit more neutral by just saying, look, don't take for granted that we're going to be cutting. Just trying to keep and keep referencing about, you know, the underlying economy in the US is not as strong as as it could be. So it's leading into that risk off trade with the indices lower and dollar higher. And that's really what we're taking on a short-term basis, those bond yields rallying. So it does kind of fit a little bit, but how much longevity there is in that risk-off trade is difficult, and it's very unknown. So do bear that in mind, which is why we're keeping our size relatively small. All right, so listen, we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. Those of you that would like to join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in just about a minute's time. So from everyone here, listen, take care of yourself, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.